Mere Mangu is a qualified lawyer. She's also been involved in tribal politics in the north for a long time. And she too has a challenging attitude to what wahine should be able to do, both in Te Ao Māori and in Te Ao Pākehā. Of course, our kōrero coming on the back of our conversations with Peter Tipene, considering the speaking rights of wahine at the top pā or te ti, not so much te ti malai, but up on the Waitangi treaty grounds. Now, Med is no stranger to this kaupapa too, because she stood and talked a couple of years ago. Some describe that as a political stunt, though, Mere. What were you trying to prove by doing so? It's good to have you on the show again. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora. Kia ora. I actually wasn't trying to prove anything in these Western minds of people who are looking at us, but rather standing on our tikanga. That is for me, you know, I was actually on the weekend, I was just asked, why did you stand? How come you can stand and I can't, Mere? And my reply to that is simple. I know my whakapapa, I know who I am, and I know where I belong.
So really, no one should dictate to wahine about what they can and can't do, and if they are bold enough, they can do what they like, ne?
Pretty much, because, I mean, where do you come from? Where does everyone come from? From the hoo-ha of the woman? You know, it's pretty chauvinistic and quite a Western mindset for us in this part of the world to use our tikanga to shut us out. Because up here, the tikanga is very inclusive. I mean, you see that in our tangihanga. It's you can come all day, all night, as opposed to everywhere else. So for us in this space up here, it's very much an inclusive tikanga, not exclusive at all.
What differs for you from the two marae? You've got the upper house, so to speak, or the treaty grounds, and then you've got te ti marae. Feasible for you for both to have different tikanga?
Well, the difference is that the top marae is definitely about te whakaputanga and te tiriti especially. So there is no whakapapa links, but rather a kaupapa-based marae up on the treaty grounds. However, there should still be respect for the mana whenua of the place and the whakapapa that exists there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that because it is kaupapa-based, then those the tiriti or waitangi should be uppermost in people's minds when they are standing to speak. And in doing so, you're actually respecting those politicians who came together to put that marae who spoke and came to and negotiated, who would be doing what to make that place sacrosanct and for us to enjoy today. So in having that threesome of te puea, tauhinari and ngata to do that, to come together and do that for us, I think is a great legacy of how male and female work together. Again, that was not exclusive. It's inclusive, even though they be from different parts of the country. So, you know, I don't buy into this tikanga about the women's place, but I do object when our male are forever pandering to other races and not to ourselves.
How can that be addressed?
Easy. I think, you know, for me, it's only a matter of coming together at the taumata and speaking. Now, what's happening there is when the Prime Minister, when the Governor General comes, you see their taumata full of males. Straight after that, there is kai, there is hākari, which is a normal process for those who are being welcomed on, and that whole taumata leaves. And guess what? The next lot of manuhiri that come on, who does the welcoming? us women, because their taumata has gone with all the politicians, all the limelight that has gone away. So that is nothing new for us as women.
Bloody men, show ponies.
That's right.
Hey, show ponies, ain't they?
I can say other things. So now, and I dare them to defy what I'm saying.
So it's about politics. Look, there's a serious note to me. Excuse me for being a bit silly. It's a very important kaupapa here about our women speaking. I mean, I don't know too many men who'd shout you down if you stood. And perhaps it's just a matter of our women taking, you know, just taking the ball and running with it and see what happens from there. Or are we confined to courtesy of yesteryear?
We're not wanting to take control as women, you know, because there is a place for everybody, young, old, whatever. There is a place for everybody. And as for last year or this year's performance, I actually tautoko Shane Reti, but on a different level, I suppose, and that is that Judith Collins has a role to play, and she has a constitutional position as the leader of the opposition. The fact that she's female means nothing. The place that she holds has already been recognised. And in Te Tiriti, that's the kāwanatanga in practice. So as the leader of the opposition, it's a constitutional position, and she has a right to speak no matter what.
Well, it's a discussion point that's going to be ongoing. And I'm pleased about that too. And you probably are as well. I mean, we've needed to talk this one through for a long time, and finally that is the case. Good catching up with you again, Mehdi. What are you assuming is going to be the outcome of these discussions and apparently reporting back, a little working group reporting back by November?
What working group? First I've heard of it.
It's a working group. It's Peter, Tania Simpson, and a couple of others who are trying to get a handle on things so that would be have some decision made about speaking rights by February 6th of next year.
I refuse to recognise a working party about our tikanga. If they've got anything to say, haere mai ki te marae te ti, down the bottom, where actually all of this is being held at the top marae only on a temporary basis. The kōrero needs to come back to the bottom marae at te ti, where maybe the question should be asked, should we even continue if we're going to now be looked at by a bloomin' working party? I'm not into that sort of... Haere mai ki te kōrero I te kāinga, that's what it's all about.